3:24 at Radio 11 WBAL. Brian Wilson in for Ron Smith with Spear Lancaster, Libertarian Party gubernatorial candidate, who read the Washington Post for 20 years and still lived to talk about it. We talked about the Libertarian perspective as governor with respects to education, with respects to the remarkable deficit that we suddenly came up with. Rather interesting. Let's talk about crime a little bit. Talk about education also. Let's talk about crime a little bit. The crime figures and so on notwithstanding, there was a little incident involving a boot camp incident I'm sure you're familiar with. Yeah. That has to be a pretty astounding thing. Although I don't hear a whole lot of outrage and outcry, about it. At least nothing that got legs and rambled.
You know what's fascinating, Brian, is this. This was a situation, as you know, where there were hundreds of kids involved. And it wasn't just one guard beating one kid on one particular day. They admitted to over 800 kids that had been brutally abused by guards. And we know that because they paid them off. And we don't know how many more didn't have proof and couldn't get paid off. But what fascinates me is after all this happened, I thought to myself, now, if I beat my neighbor's kid, I'm in trouble. If I beat my own kid, I'm in trouble, right?
Right.
I'm waiting to see the grand juries being convened to have these guards brought before the court and tried. No one cares. As a matter of fact, I think one of my competitors said that he would actually bring them back but make them tougher. Now, if you think beating up young kids is what's going to really bring them around, you've got to be dreaming.
Well, generally speaking, as long as we're on the subject of crime, Where are you as a position statement with respect to crime? I mean, we got it. It's here, you know.
Definitely, definitely. And we have the facts now. We know who the violent criminals are. We can track them. We know they've got, most of them have a record as long as my arm. But no, we're out doing seatbelt checks. And I was just told by a retired officer on Anne Arundel County, who's now under contract with NASA, that when she was an officer, she had to do a certain amount of seatbelt checks because they wouldn't get the federal subsidy money. I said, you got to be kidding. She said, no, I'd have 100 open cases and 25 officers, and they'd make me send 8 officers over to do seatbelt checks. We are putting too much emphasis on that. And the other thing, of course, is nonviolent crime, carrying a joint or something of that nature. I don't need government to protect me from myself. I need government to protect me from the rapists, the muggers, the robbers. And I was told that the prosecuting attorney in Baltimore told a citizen one day that the reason she had to do plea bargaining, she didn't have time to try these people. Well, believe me, I would make time. If I was government, we'd have plenty of time. We'd have plenty of room at the end, too, because we'd start a commission to release nonviolent criminals early.
Make room for the violent.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Absolutely.
I got about 2 minutes here. Let me ask you, I have no clue, speaking frankly, I have no clue about any debate schedules come up. But I've lived through in other states the problem with libertarian candidates getting on the big debates that NPR and the League of Women Voters and people like that, supposedly sponsor. Are there any debates scheduled where there will be 3 gubernatorial candidates on the platform?
Nothing definite. But what's amazing, I'm on the Chamber of Commerce of Anne Arundel County Chamber of Commerce, and they're sponsoring a debate. And the first time they discussed it, they would not even acknowledge the fact that I was a candidate because I wasn't officially on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we had a meeting and they asked me if I was on the ballot, I said, not officially yet. Tomorrow,
you're waiting for the signatures.
Right. Tomorrow, it's a meeting tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and it'll come up again. And, of course, I am officially, so it's going to be amusing to see what they're going to try to tell me as to what's going to happen.
When is that scheduled? Have they nailed a date on it yet?
No, they haven't, because they had a schedule, and Ehrlich had agreed, but he had to cancel, and KKT has not gotten back to them. And they were upset. They were upset because someone said, well, shall we send her a letter? She says, well, we better not, because she might get the feeling that we asked the other candidate first and might hurt her feelings. We better wait, you know. So it's amazing.
Politicians have feelings?
I guess.
Where did that come from? I never heard of that. All right. I got 1 minute. Is there anything that we should cover that you should mention that we haven't?
Well, what I want to say to people is that everybody talks about voting for a third party as wasting your vote.
Right.
And I tell people, when I voted straight Democratic ticket from 21 to 55, did I waste my vote? I did worse than waste my vote. I sent a message to these people that I was happy. If you really want to be counted, if you really want people to notice you, register a third party and vote a third party. And your views and your desires will be well recorded. Whether you like politicians or don't like them, whether you admire them or hate them, believe me, they know how to count. Even the dumbest of them know how to count. And we need to get out there and get more wretched libertarians. We need to open up this system.
Indeed. Well, I'd amen to that. I got my choir robe on over here and everything. Thanks for coming by, Spear. I enjoyed the chat. Spear Lancaster, that would be the libertarian candidate on your ticket coming up, having been officially approved and managed to struggle back to get the Libertarian Party back on again this time around.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. It's 3:30. Lots of fun on the stock market and other things going on. Mr. Wyckoff is standing by with a news update.